就感谢你下午这样召集我们，一同围绕在你跟前，敬爱主耶稣，我们何等的盼望，让我们在这里能听见你对我们说话，也感觉到你圣灵与我们同在。敬爱主耶稣，我们把我们交托在主的手中，我们把我们弟兄姊妹都仰望在主的手里头。你既然给我们弟兄姊妹有这样渴慕的心，能愿意明白你的话语，又求主借着圣灵来开启我们，让我们真是能够听懂你的话，也能够明白你的话语，在你的话语能在我们里头都能够生根立基，成我们一生的指引，来光照我们，带领我们。因为你的话就是我们脚前的灯，就是路上的光，来引导我们一生的道路。我们交在主的手里头，求主与我们同在。主啊，这是让主的圣灵充满在了我们的里面，离开你我们就不能做什么，只有你是我们的主，是我们所依靠的。主，求主带领这下午这一点的时间，听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的命。阿们。在下午弟兄们要我那个讲一个题目，就是我们是谁，并且我们在这里做什么。
The brothers asked me to share with you the topic about who we are and why are we so gathered.
当然这个题目呢是非常实际的。
This is a very practical topic.
但是我不大会讲。
But I do not know how to speak.
我感谢主，那江弟兄啊曾经写过一本书，就讲到这一件事。
Thank the Lord, Brother Stephen Kong has once written a book talking about this.
我们是谁？
Who we are?
我们在这做什么？
Why are we so gathered?
那就和这题目完全也是一样的。
The same topic.
所以就拿江弟兄所写的做一个参考。
So I will use reference, Brother Kong's writing as a reference.
照着我们所领会的和弟兄之内有一些的交通。
According to our understanding, have some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那我们在开头的时候，先读两处圣经。
Let us read two scriptures.
第一处圣经呢，就是在路加福音第，不是，对不起。马太福音十八章二十节。
The first one is Matthew chapter 18, verse 20.
我们读给弟兄姊妹听。
We'll read for brothers and sisters.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two or three gather together in my name, there am I with them.
那我们再读一处，就是彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
啊，我们就读这两处圣经。
These are scriptures we read.
我先讲一点呢，我们的聚会的历史。
I want to first give a brief history of our gathering.
也等于一个背景。
As a background.
不过呢。讲得很简单。
It's just a brief history.
有的可能我也记不太清楚。
Some I have already forgotten.
若是不准确的话呢，请弟兄们原谅。
please forgive me if it's not very accurate.
因为这不过是一些以往的事。
These are things of the past.
所以不容易能够讲得那么准确。
It's not easy to give an accurate account.
记得在1979年、1980年在这两年里头。
In 1979 and 1980.
那么在休斯呢，有几在休大有几位弟兄姊妹弟兄们，那么他们到洛杉矶去参加那夏令会。
Several brothers came from the University of Houston, went to LA for a summer conference.
他们在这聚会当中呢，很得到帮助。
They were greatly helped by the conference.
给他们有很深刻的印象。
They were deeply impressed.
所以等到他们回来之后呢，他们就盼望能够让他们也能够有这样的聚集。
So they hope to have such the similar fellowship after they came back.
那什么事情给他们有印象呢？
What are the things that impressed them?
头一件事情啊，
for one,
就是他们要追求主。
That they want to pursue the Lord.
他们很渴慕要追求主。
They really desire to seek the Lord.
那第二件事情呢，就是要得神圣灵充满。
Is to be filled up by the Holy Spirit.
等他们回来之后。
After they came back.
他们就在那个休斯顿这里有几个聚会都去参，大概都去参加了。
So they went to several meetings here in Houston.
他们告诉我们说，他们找不到这样的机会。
But they couldn't find a similar meeting.
那几个机会呢，使他们很失望。
Those several meetings really disappointed them.
因为那里只有，大概那时候只有七八间的那个华人的机会。
Back then there were only 7 or 8 Chinese speaking meetings.
那么另外一方面呢，他们也找不到一个追求圣灵充满的机会。
On the other hand, they couldn't find a place that they can pursue the filling up of the Holy Spirit.
说他们里头那个渴慕的心呢，就没有办法得到满足。
So their hearts of pursuing the Lord cannot be satisfied.
等到以后，他们在那个 Lakewood 那个 church， 那个是在那个北边那个老的 Lakewood。
Then in the church in Lakewood, the old meeting place,
那里有追求圣灵充满的。
And there the people gathered to pursue the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就到那里去呀，那个参加聚会。
So they went to meet there.
他们回来之后，他们就在他们聚会的地方啊，可能就讲一些关于圣灵充满的事。
They came back and to share about how to be filled up by the Holy Spirit.
也可能有这方面的表现。
And they also have some manifestations.
当时那个他们的聚会的那个牧师呢，就非常的反对。
But the pastor of that church were really against this.
他们很怕那个把灵恩呢带到他们聚会里面去。
They were very afraid of the gifts of the Spirit to be brought into their meeting.
据他们说，他们花了那个传牧师呢，那个打了用了几个礼拜，主日的上午，讲那个反这个关于圣灵充满的事。
And the pastor has spent several Lord's Day, several weeks' time to preach against the charismatic.
不仅是反对那这件事。
Not only they are against this matter.
也非常不喜欢他们去参加。
can they dislike their coming to the meeting?
当然这样子他们就觉得很失望。
Then they were deeply disappointed.
那么一方面找追求主的机会他们又找不到。
On the one hand, they couldn't find a meeting where they can pursue.
另外一方面得着圣灵充满了他们又没有自由。
On the other hand, they do not have the freedom to pursue the filling of the Spirit.
那么他们就有两三位弟兄姊妹那个在家在他们那个住的地方那么有他们就愿祷告
So two or three brother and sisters they start to pray in their house
当然了他们也请了机会就住在上同一个 apartment 的这个那一个弟兄姊妹
Then also they invited other brother and sisters living in the same apartment
大概有七八位弟兄姊妹吧
There were about seven or eight brother and sisters
或者是六七位
Maybe six or seven.
那么，少数的他们在一起有祷告。
Only a few of them gather in prayer.
他们盼望能够追求主。
They hope to pursue the Lord.
他们也盼望能得到圣灵充满。
They also hope to be filled up with the Spirit.
他们有这样的心愿。
They have this desire.
那么，不晓得在有一位姊妹年长的是在住在洛杉矶。
There was an elderly sister who lived in LA.
听见他们这样的情形。
Heard about their situation.
就到休斯顿这里来呀，来帮助他们。
So she came to Houston to help them.
这样就加强那个祷告。
To strengthen their prayers.
那么他们就感觉到，不仅有祷告，晚礼拜三晚上的祷告，他们盼望在主日上午又有一个机会叫亲近主的机会。
So they hope not only to have a Wednesday evening prayer meeting, but also have a drawing near to the Lord meeting on Sunday morning.
那个亲近主机会就是唱诗、祷告、交通。
That drawing close to the Lord meeting is only singing hymns and fellowship and prayer.
那个年长的姊妹在的时候呢，交通就多一点。
When the elderly sister was there, they have more fellowship.
那她不在的时候，那个交通就少一点。
But while she wasn't there, then their prayers, their fellowship were.
他们几位弟兄姊妹都能祷告、唱诗。
Also, brothers and sisters can only pray and sing hymns.
但是交通方面呢，就觉得缺乏一点。
But they lack in fellowship.
当然，那个年长姊妹不能一直住在他们那里。
The elderly sister couldn't spend too much time there.
有时候就回到洛杉矶去了。
She had to sometimes leave.
但他们聚会的还是照常的。
But their meeting continued.
他们唱诗祷告，声音很大。
They sing hymns loudly and pray.
这样隔壁邻右，因为是一个 apartment， 所以隔壁邻右就觉得吵他们睡觉。
Because they were in their apartment, the neighbors start to complain about their noise.
就不高兴。
They were unhappy about it.
他们知道之后，他们想这个不能在这个那个弟兄那客厅里头在那祷告，在那唱诗。
They realized that they couldn't continue to meet in that meeting room.
大概是有一次，那个弟兄啊，他们就到这个外面去晚上散步的时候呢，就看见有一个礼拜堂。
One evening, when the one brother went to take a walk and find one meeting of one church building,
就在他们住的附近
in a nearby place.
那么地方也蛮大的
And also very spacious.
他们想这一借一个房间啊，大概没问题了
So they wanted to borrow to rent one room.
他们就跟这个牧师去商量
So they consulted the pastor.
这牧师呢蛮客气的
The pastor was very Curtis,
很欢迎他们
and welcome them.
愿意跟他们再有一次在一起有点交通
and he wanted to have one more fellowship with them.
那么我想大概牧师就希望知道他们的背景
because the pastor wanted to find out their background.
假如这一般人来了是这个和他们的信仰不一样了
if these people came with a different belief.
那他们把他们接进来了，是的，是一个大的搅扰，是一个麻烦。
And it's a big mistake to receive them.
所以就他们在一起有点交通的祷告。
So they together they have some fellowship.
等他们在一起祷告完了之后呢，那牧师就非常高兴。
And after the prayer, the pastor was really, really pleased.
愿意把一个房间呢借给他们用。
And to just loan one room.
不收任何的费用。
Do not take any.
他说这是主的产业。
He said this house is the Lord's heritage.
我们来一同来分享。
And we just share with.
不仅房间给他们使用，并且把他们带到厨房里面，在厨房里面刀子、叉子、碗，还有盘子，还有杯子，什么东西都说都可以用。
Not only he allowed them to use the meeting, the classroom to meet, and also show them the kitchens for them to use.
这样他们就在那里开始有那聚会。
So they started a meeting there.
慢慢的呢，那聚会人就越过越多起来了。
Gradually there are more and more.
那么除了那个在修纳附近的那些一些学生，还有 Rice 的学生之外，那还有西南区的弟兄姊妹也去参加。
Besides the students and the scholars of UH and Rice, and also brothers and sisters from Southwest came.
那么在休斯顿西南区呢，离的那个聚会地方就比较远一点。
Brother and sister from the southwest area are a little bit far away.
这样去逐日去参加聚会啊，非常不方便。
It's very inconvenient to go there on Sunday.
那么他们希望在西南区呢，能够有一个聚会的。
So they wanted to find a meeting place in the southwest.
但是那时候几位弟兄啊，那个感觉意见不同。
But there were some different opinions among the brothers.
有一位就说这个地方是主给我们的。
One of them said, "This is the place. This is the place." The Lord gave
them. 我们不可以搬家。
We cannot move.
有一位说这太不方便了，那我们没法来聚会怎么办呢？
Well, another said, "This is too inconvenient. We couldn't come to the meeting."
所以啊，就有点意见不同。
There was some difference.
那么在这种情形之下，他们只好在停下来。
So because of this, they actually stopped the meeting.
就是维持原状，不是维持原状。
They just keep the status quo.
大概差不多一两年之久的时间。
For about one or two years.
有一位弟兄啊，也可能休斯顿弟兄这边比较熟悉一点，他的名字叫做黄明生。
And there is a brother Huang Mingsheng.
那么他们是这个大家都非常尊重的，他们叫黄大哥。
And they really respect him, call him old brother Huang.
那么这位弟兄呢，是住在西南区。
And this brother lived in the southwest.
他亲身感觉到啊，这样跑来跑去不方便。
He really empathized with brother and sisters living there.
所以他就不管弟兄们的感觉，他就在这儿找聚会地方。
So despite of the other brother's feelings, he started to look for.
结果给他给那个找到了。
And actually, she found.
那也可能是主给了预备的。
And it is provided by.
那个聚会呢，和在那个在那个丹布那聚会啊，名字是一样的。
And that church has the same name with the Dumbo Church.
但彼此独立的。
But they are independent.
都是叫 Christian Church.
They are all called Christian Church.
那么同样的，他们也是很欢迎。
And the same way, they also welcome us.
他们并不晓得那个他们原来就在 Christian Church 聚会。
They didn't know that they were meeting in another Christian church.
那么他们就这个要给弟兄们一个很大的房间。
So they give a very large classroom.
那么在那聚会要比较更方便一些。
So it's more convenient for us.
那么这样子，这个聚会弟兄之间的越过越增加起来了。
Gradually, more and more brothers and sisters join.
那时候的聚会啊，除了祷告和读经之外，那礼拜天的聚会呢，有三堂聚会。
Apart from the prayer meeting and Bible study on Friday, on Sunday there are three meetings.
头一堂聚会是成人主日学。
The first one is adult Sunday school.
第二堂聚会呢是播饼。
The second is the Lord's table.
第三堂聚会呢是讲道。
And the third one is message.
这三堂聚会摆在一个上午啊。
In the afternoon, you have three meetings.
实在是很赶。
It's very rushing.
因为你不能够太早。
because you cannot start meeting too early.
你也不能够在太晚。
Or you cannot stay too late.
所以啊，这个集在一起啊，这个比较困难一些。
It has become very difficult to put them all.
虽然在那成人主日学里面，弟兄姊妹很喜欢。
Even though brothers and sisters really like the Sunday school.
那是中年弟兄在那儿带。
And led by Brother John.
所以啊，就来聚会的弟兄姊妹就更多一些。
And many brothers and sisters come to the meeting.
大家非常喜欢那个聚会。
And brothers and sisters really like the meeting.
但是遇到事实有难处，因为弟兄们觉得说这个太赶了，每个聚会都匆匆忙忙的。
But because of too many meetings, brothers and sisters feel rushing.
所以就把这个聚会啊。就停下来了。
So they actually stopped that Sunday school.
当然呢，也有弟兄们就不满意。
So some brothers are not very satisfied.
那么，这个停下来之后呢，就变成两堂的聚会。
And afterwards, they have only two meetings.
就像现在的情形一样。
Just like what we are right now.
因着主施恩祝福的缘故，人数就不断的有增加。
Because of the grace and blessing of the Lord.
以后又搬到一个新的地方。
Later on, they moved to a new place.
就是我们现在在休斯顿所使用的 West Office 的。
That's the meeting place right now in West Office Drive.
那么这样子有了自己有地方聚会了，那么人数更是一天过一天，越过越多起来了。
Now that we have our own meeting place and we have more and more people join us.
那么这个聚会到底是一个什么聚是是什么聚会呢
？Then what indeed is this meeting？
是到底属于谁
？And to whom does it belong？
这也大家都不知道。
And nobody knows。
不属于任何的人。
It doesn't belong to anybody。
这个聚会也不属于任何的团体。
And this meeting doesn't belong to anyone。
也不属于任何的宗派。
Or any denomination。
也不属于任何的一个特别的会。
Or not doesn't affiliate with any denomination.
那么这个聚会到底属于什么聚会
？And to whom does this meeting belong？
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
大家就是来聚会就是了。
Everybody just comes to the meeting.
觉得很好，大家都来聚会。
They like it. Everybody.
无论在丹布，无论在西南区，都是这样。
Whether in Dumbo or in Southwest, people like it.
不过他们在聚会之前呢，弟兄们领诗歌的时候呢，有一次我听见。
One time I heard a brother who is leading the singing.
他们说奉主名，我们奉主名的奉主名聚会，奉主耶稣的名聚会。
We gather together in the name of the Lord.
我们来唱什么诗歌
？And we start to sing.
那每次都这样，我心想想这个太仪式化了吧。
And every time they talk about this, and I heard, I feel like it's more like a ritual.
因为我从前都没有听过这样讲的。
Because we didn't hear anybody talk like this.
我们在这里好像听见比较这个不大这个能够顺耳。
And we didn't feel very
不大能够那个觉得很舒服。
And we didn't feel really comfortable about it.
但是回来想一下呢，有道理的。
But afterwards, when we think about it more, and we feel it's actually very reasonable.
他们为什么说奉主名聚会呢
？Why would they say we are gathering in the name of the Lord?
那就说出这个聚会是属于主耶稣的。
He actually tells us that this meeting belongs to the Lord.
刚才说不，这个不是属于任何人，也不属于这个会，不属于那个会，到底属于谁呢
？Because we do not belong to any denomination, any other.Organizations, but to whom does it belong?
那么属于主耶稣的。
You actually belong.
所以他们说的很对。
Yes, they are actually.
那么这是属于主耶稣的。
This belongs to the Lord.
就是奉主耶稣名聚会呢，那主就在他们中间。
When we gather together in the Lord's name, the Lord is in our midst.
这是我们刚才所读的那个路加福音，马太福音18:20。
That's actually what we just read in Matthew chapter 18, verse
20. 有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Where two or three gather in my name,
我就在他们中间。
There I am with them.
我是漏掉一个字。若有两三个人同心合意的奉我的名，奉着我的名同心合意的聚会。
If one or two agree upon and gather together in my name,
我就在他们中间。
And I am there in their.
所以一方面说出这个聚会是属于主耶稣的。
On one hand, talks about this meeting belongs to the Lord Jesus.
那这个是有所归了。
And now we have.
那别人不能来抢。
Nobody can come.
因为这个是属于主耶稣的。
This belongs to the Lord.
第二呢， 主就与他们同在。
On the other hand, the Lord is with them.
就说主是在他们中间。
It talks about the Lord is in their midst.
是不是觉得弟兄们这样讲啊？是也是很有道理的。
So I feel like the brothers talking about this is very reasonable.
不过若是光是一个形式的话，你就没有意义了。
If it's just a ceremonial, a ritual, it's meaningless.
若是跟随圣灵的带领啊，这样说呀，那是很好。
But if you talk about this according to the leading of the Spirit, it's very good.
我并不是说你以后我定了一个方式，弟兄姊妹都要这样做。
I'm not saying that from now on you shall just say this.
那就是一个形式。
Then that become a form of value.
那也就是不活的。
And it's not living.
必须要出于圣灵的。
It has to come from the Holy Spirit.
若是你都有这样的感觉而这样的说的话呢？
If you have this feeling inside, then you say this.
就有意义。
Then it's meaningful.
若是没有这样圣灵的感动，这样说的话呢，就没有价值。
If you do not have the touching of the Spirit, you say this, it's valueless.
那么这是这个。插进去一点的话
And this is about a brief history.
不过就让我知道这个机会到底是怎样是属于谁的
This anecdote just told me that what this meeting who to whom this meeting
可以让我知道他们说最宝贵的就是主的同在
And the thing they treasure the most is the presence of the Lord.
那么这个机会到底是什么
And what indeed is this meeting?
那么也没有人来说。
And nobody actually talked.
有人说这个聚会啊是 local church.
Some people call this said that this is a local church meeting.
那么 local church 是在另外一个地方聚会。
Actually, local church meet in another place.
Local church 不承认他们是 local church.
And the local church doesn't recognize us.
他们也不是 local church.
And they do not call themselves.
有人说他们是小群。
Some people call them little flock.
那么只有一两个人，他们知道小群是什么，是怎么回事
Only a few people understand what really the flock is.
其他都不懂得什么叫小群。
No one else understands what a flock is.
所以他们也不是 local church.
So they do not belong to local.
也不是小群。
Or
那他们到底是什么呢
？And what indeed are they?
感谢主的话语啊，那告诉我们。
We thank the Lord. The word of God tells us.
在这里、啊、再加进去一点点。
I want to add it a little more.
请弟兄姊妹原谅，我好像说话没有什么次序的。
Brother, sister, forgive me. I do not have some.
我就把那 Austin 啊，那加进去一点。
I want to add a little bit about Austin meeting Austin.
在休斯顿聚会了，那就开始差不多一两年的时间。
One or two years after the Houston meeting started.
有一位弟兄啊，就到了 Austin 去了。
One brother moved to Austin.
因为他毕业之后到 Austin 找到工作。
Because he found a job after graduation.
到了 Austin 聚会，到了 Austin 啊，参加一个聚会。
So he went to a church meeting in Austin.
那么，那个聚会好像对他很有防备。
And that church actually was very defensive against him.
还没到
reservation. Had some reservation about him.
很有防备。那么。为什么缘故他也不知道。
He doesn't understand for what reason.
当然对他是从休斯顿去的，好像就有点担心。
Maybe because he came from Houston, they have some worries about him.
但是到有一次、啊、他们这个大概是过年过什么包饺子的，就请了许多弟兄，好就弟兄姊妹。
Maybe one year at the New Year's gathering, making dumplings.
大家在一块交通，闻得很甜美的。
And they have some very good fellowship.
但是那一次呢，就闯祸了。
But actually, there was a mistake there.
就叫那弟兄们呢，他们原来聚会地方呢，更担心的。
They make the meeting the church worried more about that.
那么另外还有一位。
And that was another brother.
这一位弟兄今天也在这个地方。
And another brother also he is here today.
就是林牧义弟兄。
Brother Pauline.
他这林牧义弟兄呢，他是这是那段时间是大病初愈。
And at that time he was just recovered from a big sickness.
这个所以他心里满心火热。
At that time, he was so zealous for the Lord.
不晓得哪一位弟兄啊，那个把这个尼图森弟兄的书籍介绍给他看。
One brother introduced the book of Watchman Nee to him.
他就看着越看就那个 非常的喜欢。
And he really liked the book.
当然，他从里面就有很多的得着。
He has gained a lot.
他就到他们的聚会里头有一些的交通。
So he started to share about this writings of Watchman.
哪里知道这一件事情呢，也叫那传道人呢很不喜欢。
But this thing also made the pastor very unpleased.
但是不可以把这个书啊带到我们教会上。
You are not allowed to bring this book to our church.
在我们教会是禁止的。
It is prohibited in our church.
那么不仅不能带来，对不对？也不能交通。
Not only you cannot bring the book, but also you cannot.
甚至我们弟兄到这组到那组去交通的时候了，那么不一定讲课，但是牧师都是跟着走的。
And even though our brother didn't talk about it, and the pastor will follow him along.
因为不放心。
Because he's worried.
所以这叫我们弟兄呢，就感觉很为难。
So our brother feels really awkward.
那么，这个我不晓得他怎么跟那位弟兄啊两个人就联合起来了。
I do not know how he and the other brother actually connected.
就两个人呢就有一接触。
And they have some contact.
那么他们就有些交通。
They have some fellowship with one another.
那么这就是他们的聚会啊又开始了。
And this is how they started their meeting.
也是先有在祷告。
And they started with prayer.
过一段时间，人慢慢多起来了，他们就开始有聚会了。
Gradually, more and more people joined in. They started Sunday meeting.
这是 Austin 的那个亲信。
This is how Austin meeting started.
若是我说错的话呢，请你们原谅。
Please forgive me if I said something wrong.
那么我就刚才讲到，那么他们到底是什么？
Then I mentioned, who are they?
那么感谢主，在这个江弟兄那个他写的那一本书里面。
In the book, a booklet by Brother Stephen Kong.
那本书的名字叫做《我们的见证》。
The title of that book is Our Testimony.
他就提到这一节这一处圣经。
He mentioned this scripture.
就是在那个彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
而我们你们是被拣选的族类，
you are a chosen people,
是有君尊的祭司，
royal priest,
是圣洁的国度，
a holy nation,
是属神的子民，
a people belonging to God.
那这有四个是。
There are four.
那你们是什么呢？
Who are you?
他们是什么呢？
Who are they?
他们自己也不知道是什么。
They do not know.
但这里的主有主的话语告诉他们说，你们是被拣选的族类。
But here the word of God tells them that
是有君尊的祭司。
You are a royal.
是圣洁的国度。
You are a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
You are people belonging to God.
那么主给他们答案呢？
And these are the answers.
那么也给他，都问到给他们，你们在这做什么？
And also tell them, what are you doing?
要叫你们宣扬，让照你们出黑暗，入奇妙光明的那美德。
So that they may declare the praises of him who called them out of darkness into his wonderful light.
换句话说，就让他们把主的光再照出来。
On the other hand, to command them to shine forth the light of the Lord.
那把主的美德、主的美丽再彰显出来。
Manifest the beauty and the of the Lord.
这是两件事。
These are two aspects.
所以啊，我们刚才的题目说，你们是什么？我们是什么？要做什么？
And so the topic of this workshop is who are we and why are we so gathered?
所以这一句话呢，就把我们这两个问题都解答了。
This scripture actually is the answer to the question.
我们是什么呢？
Who are we?
那我们盼我们的弟兄这边记得。
And the hope of brothers and sisters. 这里
说我们是什么呢？
Who are we?
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are the chosen people.
是君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priest.
是属神的国度。
Holy nation.
是属神的子民。
And the people belonging to God.
那么我们做什么呢？
And what are we doing?
我们在这里宣扬，那照我们出黑暗，如奇妙光明的美德。
And we are declaring the praises of him.
所以啊，那么这问题都解决了。
Now the problem has solved.
根本就不大需要我再讲什么了。
So I'm not going to talk about.
但是弟兄这边来了，也不能不交通一点。
Now that you are here, I have to fellowship about it.
那什么叫做被拣选的族类？
What does it mean by a chosen people?
既然说是一个族类，
Now that we are a group of people,
那就是有一半的人。
There are a group of people.
那不是一个人两个人，
It's not just one person.
那是一半的人。
but a group of people.
就像我们中国人呢，我们承认我们是汉族。
Just like our Chinese, we call ourselves Han Chinese.
当然也有的人是满族。
There are also some Manchurian.
蒙族、蒙古族，那么回族。
Or Muslim.
那么还有另外两个苗藏汉的蒙回藏藏族，
so the other minority ethnic minority.
那么还有这个两个这个比较小一点的苗族、瑶族。
Yeah, many ethnic minorities there.
那个少数民族。那么每一个这个这些民族啊，我们中国虽然有5种的民族，5-6种啊民族啊。
Even in China, we have 5 or 6 races.
他们怎么分的呢？那就是每一族啊都有一个共同的生命。
And how do they divide them? Because each race has its own distinct.
那么汉族呢，就汉族的共同，大家都有汉族的生命。
And the Han people have a common life.
满族呢，就是有满族的生命。
And Manchurians has their distinct. Life.
每一族都有它的共同的生命。
Each race has its.
就像日本人呢是大和族。
Just like the Japanese are the Japanese.
那么他们就有大和族的生命。
They have the life of the Japanese.
那是他们共同的生命。
That's their common.
比方说，德国是日耳曼族。
For example, Germany are people of German.
他们都是有日耳曼的生命。
They all have the blood of German.
比方说，这个英国，它是盎格鲁撒克逊的那个生命。
Or the British, they have the Anglo-Saxon blood.
那么他们有这共同的生命。
They have this common blood.
每一族都有共同的生命。
Every race have their own life.
那我们是被拣选的族类。
We are the chosen race.
那我们有没有共同的生命呢？
Do we have a common life?
我们所以成为一个族类。
The reason why we are.
就是我们有一个共同的生命。
Because we have a common life.
那这个共同的生命啊，就是基督的生命。
The common life is the life of Christ.
这个生命是非常重要的。
And this life is really important.
因为我们不仅是我们有天有那个天然的那个一种的生命。
Not only you have a natural life.
我们还有一个那个新蒙恩得救之后的那个重生的那神所赐给我们的生命。
We have this God-given life after we were born again.
那个生命呢，就是新的生命。
That is the new life.
那是基督的生命。
That's the life of Christ.
那是基督复活的生命。
That's the resurrection life.
一切的主耶稣复活的生命。
And that everyone has been resurrected.
那就说到这个生命在我们里面。
Well, we have this life.
我们就证明主耶稣是活的。
We prove that the Christ.
你怎么知道主耶稣复活的呢？
How do we know Christ has risen from the dead?
都有主耶稣复活的生命。
Because in us we have this resurrection.
所以我们主耶稣是复活的。
So we know He has risen from the dead.
他不仅是复活的。
Not only He has resurrected.
并且这个复活的生命啊，它运行在我们里面。
His resurrection life is moving.
也从我们里头那显出那个大能，显出奇妙的作为来。
Also manifesting itself from us.
所以我们看见，我们今天都有这样一个基督的生命。
You see today we all have this life of.
等到了无旬节的时候啊，那个圣灵降下来。
At time of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended.
那基督的生命就充满在了120个人弟兄姊妹里面。
Life of Christ has filled up all the 120.
他们里头就满了基督复活的生命。
They are full of the resurrection life.
自然而然，这个生命从他们身上彰显出来。
Naturally, this life has been manifested.
这个生命显出来的时候，看见是那样一种能力。
So the life show forth great power.
也是那有作为。
And has a great has done great work.
我真是叫天使在那欢呼快乐。
Even the angels rejoice in.
魔鬼呢在惊讶。
And then Satan.
世人都感觉惊奇。
And the world with people were shocked.
这到底是什么人？什么人呢？
Who are they?
那么为什么他们有这样的能力？
Why do they have such power?
他们有这样一个作为。
How can they do such a work?
不是他们是特别的。
Not because they are any.
但是他们里面的生命是特别的。
But because they have a special.
他们里头有复活的生命。
They have resurrection life.
那复活生命从他们身上活出来、彰显出来的时候，就是这样的光景。
The living light flow from them will produce such a.Situation.
这个复活的生命是大能的生命。
This resurrection life is
这个复活的生命乃是不能征服的。
And this life cannot be conquered.
所以等到使徒行传开头的时候，那么无旬节过了之后
，After Pentecost in the Book of Acts，
那么 就这个彼得有一次讲道。
One time when Peter stood up and preached,
有3000人蒙恩得救了。
3000 souls were saved.
就变成3120个人。
Then they become 3120.
这120个人就成了一个被拣选的族类。
So they become the chosen race.
他们就有那个复活的生命。
They all have the resurrection.
就仇敌那撒旦魔鬼就借着那个各种的方法来逼迫他们。
Satan has persecuted them in all kinds of ways.
那残害他们。
To persecute them.
他希望把这个火呀，把它扑灭掉。
Wanted to put off the fire.
但是后来不久啊，他们就发现他们没有办法。
But not long after, they discovered they couldn't do it.
因为这生命不仅是大能的。
Because this life is not only powerful.
这个生命呢是不可征服的。
And this life cannot.
是没有办法征服的。
There's no way you can put them off.
那么越征越他这个撒旦越在扑要扑灭他们。
The more the enemy wants to persecute.
结果呢，那个生出来长出来，生出来越多。
The more the more people has been added to them.
所以看见呢，那神就把得救的人数天天都要加给他们。
The Lord has added to their numbers daily.
过了一些时候呢，又增加了5000人。
Some while later, 5,000 souls were added to them.
那么这样一来就变了8120人了。
Now become 8,120.
以后神就把人得救人数天天地加给他们。
Later on, God added to their numbers day by day.
所以这个族类人呢，越过越多起来了。
So this race has become more and more numerous.
那么等到这个保罗出去，那传道保罗蒙恩得救之后。
After Paul was saved.
你知道保罗情形也，那大家都知道。
We all know about the story of Paul.
保罗是一个非常有作为的一个人。
He was a very capable person.
也是受过很高的教育的人。
Very well educated.
也是对犹太教非常忠心的一般人。
He was all very zealous for Judaism.
他就看见有这一般人起来呀、啊，实在是给他们犹太教啊一个很大的搅扰。
He considered them a great disturbance to Judaism.
他就想这般人是怎样一般人呢
？Then he wondered what kind of people.
为什么他们会这种样子？
Why would they do things in this way?
那么他就发现这个人这些一般人呢、啊，都是从耶稣来的。
Then he discovered all of them believe in Jesus.
这位耶稣基督钉十字架之后，结果这一般人就产生出来了。
And after the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord, they were produced.
他就收集了各种各样的资料。
So he collected all kinds of data.
那么对这一般人背景，对这一般人来历呀，弄得清清楚楚的。
Studied their background and history.
他说，他就心里想，我现在就遇害这个逼迫残害他们。
In his mind, in his heart, he said, "Now I want to persecute them."
要把他们完全除掉。
I want to exterminate them.
这是给犹太教出去一个很大的难处。
And to destroy the great difficulty to.
所以你就知道那个保罗，那个扫罗，他在使徒行传第九章那这个地方呢，就保罗逼迫残害基督徒。
In Acts chapter 9, Saul started to persecute the Christians.
把许多人呢，都拿起来下在监牢里头。
Put many of them into prison.
以后又到文书又到大马色那地方去捉拿基督徒。
Later he obtained a letter from the high priest and went to Damascus.
要把他们带到耶路撒冷来受刑罚。
He wanted to take them and put them into prison in Jerusalem.
但是没有想到在大马色路上啊，遇见主耶稣了。
Surprisingly, he has met with the Lord on the way.
他就看见主耶稣，那这是我们弟兄所讲的异象。
And he has seen the Lord. This is the vision our brother talked about.
他没有看见形象。
He didn't see any image.
好像听见声音。
Or he actually heard the voice.
光是有那大光在绕着绕着他。
Great light.
他就从大马上啊，被下打下来了。
And he was he fell down from the horse.
他扑在地上。
He prostrated on the ground.
他听见有声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
He heard a voice from heaven say, "Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?"
扫罗就很奇怪，这个人是谁？
Paul was wondering, who are you?
我从来不认识他。
I've never known him before.
我没有逼迫过他。
I've never persecuted him.
但是听他那话那样的权柄还有能力。
But he heard his voice with authority and power.
那这到底是谁呢？
Who is this person?
主耶稣，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，拿撒勒耶稣。
I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.
他想，主耶稣在看也没有看见。
He didn't actually see Lord.
他怎么能够逼迫到主耶稣呢？
And how could he persecute Jesus?
他从来不认识主耶稣。
He never knew Jesus.
那他里头就清，慢慢就清楚了。
But gradually he understood.
也可能到大马色之后再清楚过来
了。Maybe later on when he went into Damascus.
开头是糊里糊涂的。
In the first place, he was confused.
不晓得到底是什么缘故。
He didn't know why.
他只说主啊。你要我做什么
？And he only asked Lord, "What do you want me to do?"
那么，然后到大马色去，有人就告诉他。
He went to Damascus, and a brother told him.
很可能那个时候了，当亚拿尼亚按手在他脸身旁的时候了，他脸上的一鳞片掉下来了。
When Ananias laid hands on him, there were scales fell off from his eyes.
他也就明白过来了。
And he understood.
他逼迫耶稣就是逼迫基督徒就是逼迫耶稣。
He's persecuting Christians. He is actually persecuting.
因为主耶稣基督和教会是连接一起的。
Because our Lord Jesus is connected with the church.
基督是元首，教会是他的身体。
Christ is the head, and the church is his body.
你逼迫基督，逼迫那个他的身体，就是逼迫元首。
You persecute his body, then that means you are persecuting him.
他里头就清楚过来。
Then he understood.
他对主耶稣有了认识。
He has some knowledge of the Lord.
一会儿就起来，他信了主耶稣。
So he rose up and believed.
他起来就也传扬主耶稣。
He started to preach the Lord Jesus.
那么以后我们大家都知道他的历史，他就到阿拉伯去了，去了两年之久，两三年时间。
We all know his history. He went to Arabia for 3 years.
带着圣经，带着他的大的圣经啊，就到阿拉伯去。
He brought his scriptures and to Arabia.
你说他哪里有圣经啊？
He said, he didn't
哪里还没有印刷出来呀、啊、
？And the Bible was not published.
那个圣经在他头脑里头。
Actually, the Bible was in his.
因为他从小时候，他从小就在加玛列门下受教的。
Because he was under the training of Gamaliel.
那个圣经是旧约圣经的，熟得不得了。
He was very familiar with the old scriptures.
他都能背得过来的。
He couldn't even memorize all of them.
所以他到阿拉伯旷野在那默想。
So he went to Arabia desert and meditated.
他就从创世纪一直开始，一直想到马拉基书。
From Genesis all the way to Malachi.
那么看见每一卷书，每一部分都是在讲主耶稣基督。
He understand every book, every chapter is talking about our Lord.
那无论是摩西五经，无论是诗篇，无论是历史书，都是讲主耶稣基督。
Whether it's Pentateuch, history, or wisdom book, they all talk about the Lord.
他里头完全清楚了。
And he actually is very.
他认识了主耶稣基督。
He started to understand about.
然后这位主耶稣基督不仅在十字架流血担当我们的罪。
This Lord Jesus not only shed his blood on the cross.
他也从死里复活升到天上
Born our sins, and he also
在圣灵里头降下来
ascended into heaven,
充满在神的儿女里面
filled up with the
那我们这一般人就称了被拣选的族类
so that all of us has become the chosen race.
所以难怪撒旦没有办法让人毁灭他们
No wonder Satan cannot annihilate them.
因为这一位复活的主耶稣在他们里面
Because this resurrected Lord Jesus,
主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Lord has resurrected from the dead.
他是活到永永远远的。
He lives forever and ever.
他手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He has hold the keys to death.
所以主耶稣撒旦没有办法。
Satan has no way to come.
我记得那从前呢，这个奥斯汀斯巴克讲了一件事。
And I remember Brother T. Austin Sparks once with.
他的教会啊，这个教会是一个很。很奇妙的一个生机体。
He said the church is a very wonderful organism.
它就好像是一个大树啊，那个树枝啊是坐在下面的。
It's like a great a big tree. The roots deep down in the ground.
但是它树根呢是长在天上的。
But the tree actually grows up to heaven.
所以你这没有办法摸到它树根的。
Oh, the tree actually grows up into heaven.
人在下面拼命的舔着树枝。
And Satan will always they're trimming the leaves.
有的时候好像把树枝都剪光了。
Sometimes that it has trimmed all the leaves off the tree.
但是过了一段时间呢，它又长出来了。
But afterwards, a little while.
长出来比从前还要茂盛。
It actually grows more leaves.
就像他所说的这样。
Just like Brother.
历史历代那个撒旦借着各种方法，也就是各种政权在 在那里毁坏圣经教会。
Through all generations, Satan by all kinds of governments persecuting the church.
有的时候他们逼迫基督徒杀害基督徒，杀到一个地步，好像所有基督徒都要杀光了。
They kill Christians sometimes to the extent that almost all Christians are dead.
但是他们不过把树枝剪光就是。
They were only there destroying the twigs and branches.
就好像我们家有个梅尔多 tree。
Just like a myrtle tree.
那我们到了冬天时候，都把它砍光，那上面都砍光光的。
And in the winter, we have to trim all the branches.
等到春天一来，又都长出来了。
But when springtime comes, and it will actually
比春天还要茂盛。
It become even more abundant.
还得花还要多。
And it has more flowers than before.
这就是教会。
And that is the church.
那是你是没有这个仇敌是没有办法征服他的。
The enemy has no way to conquer him.
没有办法毁坏他。
There's no way she can destroy.
因为他是复活的主耶稣基督。
Because she belongs to the living.
是不能毁坏的。
And is incorruptible.
不能够征服的。
Imperishable.
不仅是不能征服。
Not only it is not.
也是不能毁坏。
It is, there's no way you can
harm him. 外面的方法不能在那摧毁他的时候。
By outward means, you cannot destroy her.
他就在教会里头兴起一个难处来。
And he started to stir up troubles with.
把那个罪带到教会里面来。
Bringing sin into.
那么这样子呢，就可以把教会从里头再让毁坏掉。
He wanted to destroy the church from within.
从让使教会完全朽坏。
So the church can be corrupted.
你知道在《使徒行传》第五章亚拿尼亚撒菲拉的故事。
You all remember in Acts chapter 5, Sapphira and Ananias story.
那么他们就那个撒旦就借着这两个人呢，要把那欺骗呢带到教会里头。
So these two individuals, Satan want to bring in cheap lies into the church.
要把谎言带到教会里头来。
To bring lies, to bring lies.
若是这个谎言在教会里面。
You know, when lies comes into church.
那么若是这个欺骗在教会里面。
If they're cheating in the church,
那迟早啊，那个教会会朽坏的。
Sooner or later, the church will be corrupted.
因为一点点的那个面酵啊，会叫全团都发起来的。
A little yeast will work through the whole dough.
但是我们感谢主，这个主知道。
I would thank the Lord. He knows.
这个教会乃是那个不能朽坏的基督的生命在里面。
The church has this imperishable life of Christ in it.
什么时候仇敌要把那个朽坏的因素带进来
？Whenever the enemy wants to bring in the corruptible factor into the church,
他就要把它拧出去。
The Lord will drive them out.
就好像那个烧红的铁一样。
Just like the hot iron.
你把那铁烧得红红的。
You just heat it up until it's burning.
若是你把水倒上去的话，
you pour water upon it,
一下子就蒸发掉了。
All of a sudden, it all evaporates.
一滴水都沾不上去。
Even not only one drop will cling to the iron.
因为教会是不能朽坏的。
Because the church is incorruptible.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们教会。
Because this is the church.
那有的时候呢，那撒旦又借着人的肉体啊，再来败坏教会。
Sometimes Satan wants to defile the church with man's flesh.
在你们中间，就在他们中间兴起许多的难处来。
To stir up many troubles with them.
人肉体。
Man's flesh.
人的血气。
Man's natural.
人的恶毒。
Man's mouth.
许许多肉体的表现。
All kinds of manifestations of the flesh.
这是我们感谢主。
I would thank the Lord.
肉体也不能败坏教会。
Even flesh cannot corrupt the church.
多少历史历代，在每一个聚会里头，都给我们看见许许多的肉体。
Through all generations, we see many manifestations.
那最属灵的教会，
也看见
有许多肉体。
You can still see many manifestations.
不错，那里有主耶稣在那里。
But the Lord Jesus still.
但是人的肉体还在那里。
But man's also man's flesh.
撒旦就借着人的肉体来毁坏那教会。
Satan wants to destroy the church by man's flesh.
借着你们自己来毁坏自己。
And destroy the church by yourself.
所以没有那教会没有难处的。
So there's no church who has no trouble.
那除非啊，到了将来到了天上，那天上当然就没有难处了。
Unless we all went to the New Jerusalem, there was no trouble.
就像我们弟兄所讲的，我们都行走在一条金钱道上。
Just like our brother shared, we all walk upon this street of gold.
那里也没有短弯的地方了。
There's no turning, no corner to turn.
也不会走岔路的。
And there's no way you can get off.
在那里没有难处。
And there's no trouble.
今天在地上的教会啊，没有一个没难处。
But here today on earth, there's no church.
为什么有这么多？为什么有这么多难处
？Why do we still have so many?
我都已经蒙恩得救了。
We are all have.
那教会为什么有这么难处呢
？Why church still have so many?
这些难处都阻止教会是生长的。
And all those troubles prevented the church from growing.
给教会带来许许的重担。
And has added great burdens.
许多的压力。
A lot of pressure.
弟兄姊妹，这些难处都是一个试验。
Brothers, sisters, all these stresses are trials.
都是一个挑战。
They are all challenges.
给仇敌看见难的肉体没有办法毁坏教会。
And it shows that Satan cannot destroy the church by man's flesh.
因为我们有一位圣灵。
Because we have this.
那个圣灵在我们里面呢，他是和肉体相争的。
And because the Holy Spirit in us, he will contend
with the flesh. 也是和圣灵在相争的。
Of course, flesh also.
但是我们知道，要到最终的圣灵是得胜的。
But we shall know that the Spirit will conquer.
圣灵就是那位得胜的主耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit is the triumphant Lord Jesus Christ.
他永远是得胜的。
He is always victorious.
说肉体无论怎样逞能。
So no matter how great is the flesh.
无论怎样强盛。
No matter how strong he is.
你没有办法抵挡圣灵的。
He has no way to resist the Holy Spirit.
为什么缘故？
For what reason?
因为圣灵有一个大的伟大的工具。
Because the Holy Spirit has a great tool.
有伟大的兵器。
And a great weapon.
那就是十字架。
That is the cross.
圣灵就借着十字架来把肉体当然致死掉。
And by the cross, the Holy Spirit will put the flesh.
把肉体当然除掉。
To get rid of the flesh.
所以，肉体失败。
So the flesh will fail.
所以，撒旦无论是借着世界权势也好。
So no matter by worldly power,
借着罪恶也好
by sin,
或者借着人的肉体也好
by man's flesh,
都没有办法来毁坏教会
There's no way Satan can destroy the church.
说上来完全失败
So Satan has failed completely.
感谢主耶稣主耶稣是得胜的
Thank the Lord, he is victorious.
耶稣永远得胜
Jesus is always victorious.
这是教会
This is the church.
这是一个被拣选的族类
This is a chosen race.
我们就是这样一般人
We are some people.
我们乃是被拣选的族类
We are the chosen people.
我们要记得不是我们刚强
we have to remember it's not because we are strong.
乃是里头我们有生有一个生命是刚强的
not because we have this life that's strong.
不是我们能胜过魔鬼
not because we can defeat
Satan. 乃是我们里面有生命胜过魔鬼的
but because we have this life that can
他是得胜的生命
he is the victorious
他是作王的生命
he is the king
他是永远得胜的
he is always victorious.
今天在我们里面
today he is in us.
求我们感谢赞美主耶稣
so we thank the praise the Lord.
我们是被拣选的主来
we are the children.
不是我们要做被拣选
的，
我们不把被做被要做被拣选的，我们乃是被拣选的
主，
我们就是这样一般人，我们那个生命在因为复活的生命在我们里面。第二，我们是君尊的祭司。
Number two, we are royal priesthood.
那我们是君尊的祭司。
We are royal priesthood.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救之后
we know after we have been saved,
我们得到这个生命啊我们得到的生命
we have obtained this life.
这个生命是侍奉的生命
this life is the life of
所以一个蒙恩得救人呢
so, one who's saved,
不管他得救刚强也好得救软弱也好
no matter how strong or weak,
他里头总是有心愿来侍奉主
and he will have a desire to serve the Lord.
我在洛杉矶的时候我到有时候到那个一个 Orange County 那有一个聚会
When I was in LA, I went to an Orange County meeting.
他们的聚会啊，虽然很小
，even though the meeting is small,
但是却非常热切
，but very zealous.
那么散这个散会之后啊，那好，有些弟兄在那拍椅子，在收椅子干什么，说起了很多的事情。
After the meeting, brothers and sisters are there working very hard to clean up the place.
那里啊，那个传道人太太啊。那个传道师母啊，他就跟我讲委屈呢。
And the wife of the minister there.
我们这里啊，就是侍奉太少了。
He said, "Brother Wei, here our problem is that not many people are serving."
弟兄姊妹得救之后，他要我们要做什么？要来侍奉。
And brothers and sisters, after they are saved, they ask us, "What do we need to do?"
那我们聚会这么小啊，我们能做什么？能够给弟兄姊妹怎么有哪里有多少机会侍奉呢
？They want to serve, but our meetings is so small. We do not have so many opportunities.
那我就跟他说呀，到厨房去，到厨房去。
So I told them to go to kitchen.
结果厨房里满了人。
So the kitchen is full of people.
那么多人在洗碗，那么多人在那里。 long time.
So, so many people are there washing dishes or they're preparing dishes.
也没有人都转不开的。
And you cannot even turn around in the kitchen.
还是都,
Thank the Lord.
这就是教会。
This is the church.
这就是蒙恩德救人。
This is church.
他们也都都需要吃的。
They have a desire to serve.
那么在我在上海时候呢,
When I was in Shanghai,
那么有的时候礼拜六有时候到那个聚会地方去看一下。
Sometimes on Saturday I went to the meeting hall.
大概是有什么事情我去看一下。
Because some, for some reasons I went to there.
在聚会地方呢，好多弟兄姊妹在那儿服侍。
And many brothers and sisters were actually there serving.
他们就告诉我说,
They told me.
你看见那个姊妹看见没有？
Did you see that older sister?
那我看见一个姊妹。
Yes, I did.
她裤脚是挽起来的。
And she had actually take, pull up her sleeves.
手里拿一个水桶。
And carrying a big
bucket of water.
And another hand with a big broom.
她说你知道这谁吗？
Do you know who she is?
我说不知道。
I said, I don't.
这是焦宗英和行长的太太。
He's the wife of the banker, bank president.
他也来自侍奉啊，他也来做。
She didn't come to serve.
他也来擦地啊。
She come here to sweep.
他家里好多佣人呢。
She has many servants.
那就喜欢到教会来擦地。
But she didn't like to come to church to sweep before.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个蒙恩得救的人。
Brother sister, this is the person who saved.
那我在台北的时候啊。
When we in Taipei.
那么也看见在主日上午有好多弟兄姊妹都来服侍。
On Lord's Day in the morning, many brothers and sisters came to serve.
有的是在屋子里面，有的是在外面。
Some were inside, some were outdoors.
那么有的在茶玻璃。
Some were clean the window.
因为那个玻璃很多。
The glasses, because there are many windows.
那就分了这几块呀，是什么的谁擦这块谁擦。
So they divided the labor. Who is responsible for what?
那么擦得干干净净的。
And they clean up the windows very clean.
因为不仅外面擦，里头要擦。
Not only outside, but also inside.
你外面擦了，里头还要脏一点呢，那还是看得见的。
And if you just clean the outside. You can still see stains from inside.
说擦得透亮。
They have to clean up.
是那么多弟兄姊妹那么花时间那儿去擦。
And brothers and sisters spend their time cleaning up the windows.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神的儿女。
These are the children.
神的儿女就是要服侍，要侍奉。
Children of God will serve. Need to serve.
这不仅是我们的属灵生命的一个要求。
Not only this is a requirement of our spiritual life.
那么这也是一个。 那个爱的要求。
This is also a requirement out of love.
可以说是一个弟兄说，这是儿子的侍奉。
And just like a brother mentioned, this is the service of a son.
不是仆人的侍奉。
Not a service of a servant.
仆人的侍奉是告诉你，你是尽本分。
And a service of a slave is his duty.
你要负你的该负的责任。
You need to be responsible.
主人告诉你什么做什么，你要你就做什么。
You have to do whatever the master tells.
儿子的侍奉你不是这样。
But the service of a son.
儿子侍奉是完全是自动自发的。
And it's out of this.
因为这是我父亲的家。
And this is my father's house.
这是我为了我父亲的缘故。
For my father's sake.
那我就在服侍。
I want to serve.
甘心乐意在服侍。
And the willingly.
不需要你在。 在吩咐我的。
I do not need you to tell me what to do.
不需要你在那儿告诉我的。
I do not need you to tell me what to do.
他里头就一个欢喜快乐的心在那儿服侍。
And joyfully is their serving.
因为这是儿子的侍奉。
Because this is service of our son.
这是为了父亲的。
For the sake of the father.
弟兄们，这一个就叫做君尊的祭祀。
This is what is called a royal priesthood.
祭祀呢，一般都是尽责任的。
Priest means to do his duty.
到时候该做什么就做什么。
Whatever you need to do, you do.
那儿子的侍奉呢，就不然。
But it's not the same with the service of the son.
君尊的侍奉呢，君尊的祭祀就是出于爱的。
And a royal priesthood means the service is out of love.
他们遇到爱主的缘故。
Because of their love for the Lord.
你的爱的缘故,
because of love.
他们当然甘心乐意服侍。
Willingly, they are there serving.
不需要人的大人告诉他们。
Do not need people to.
也不是大人尽本分。
Or they just do their duty.
乃是一个爱的一种表现。
But it's a manifestation of love.
就像彼得，但是说，主耶稣问彼得说， 你爱我比这些更深吗？
Just like the Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than this?
彼得说主啊你知道我爱人
Peter said Lord you know I love you
主耶稣说你喂养我的小羊
The Lord said feed my lamb
然后又问约翰的儿子西门你爱我比这些更深吗
Simon son of John do you love me more than this
彼得说主啊你知道我爱人
Peter said Lord you know I love you
你喂养我的羊
You feed my
sheep 你牧养我的羊
You shepherd my sheep
那么然后第三次又问他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我比这些更深吗
For the third time the Lord asked him Simon son of John do you love me more than this
彼得为了引导主耶稣问他三次心里就有点难过
And Peter because the Lord asked him three times he feels sorrowful
他说主啊你知道我爱你
He said Lord you know I love you
主说你喂养我的羊
The Lord said you feed my lamb my sheep
无论是喂养我的羊
Whether it's to feed my lamb,
牧养我的羊
shepherd my sheep,
或者是喂养我的小羊
or feed my sheep,
那都是爱的一种表示。
They are all outcome of love.
你怎么能知道说你爱主耶稣呢
？How do you know that you love the Lord Jesus?
你要证实一下。
You have to confirm it.
那一个就是到喂养主的羊。
That is by feeding the
那个就是牧养主的羊。
That is by shepherding the Lord.
喂养主的小羊。
And feeding his sheep.
你知道喂养主的小羊不容易。
You know it's not very easy to feed.
牧养主的羊也是不容易的。
It's not easy to shepherding.
虽然他不需要你来喂了，但是牧养了起来相当麻烦。
And it's easy to feed, but to shepherd is very difficult.
我们知道在教会当中最麻烦的就是。牧羊。
We know in the church the most difficult service is to shepherd.
我们一位弟兄在修真负责人。
And a brother is responsible in the church in Houston.
中年弟兄。
Brother,
大家都知道他。
They all know him.
我常常围着他呀，哎呀，这个心里头问着他有点这个，怎么说呢？就是为了他有点担心
and I often feel a little worried about him.
太忙了
he was so busy
那么除了公司的事情之外
apart from his career
家里事情 大概不需要他管了
of course he doesn't need to worry about his family
教会的事情太多了
but there are so many things
一会儿这个事情发生
sometimes this
一会儿那件事情发生
sometimes other things
这件事情需要他来解决
this thing need him
那件事情也需要他来解决
other matter need him to solve
那还真是一不仅是开会
And not only
还要解决许多的难处。
别忘
了这个人要离婚了。
Sometimes this one wants to get divorced.
那个人吵架了。
Some other arguments.
哎，反正要多找他的。
Many things he did.
实在是为了他呀，有点心里头就觉得太苦了，弟兄。
Sometimes I feel a brother is so.
但是感谢对我们弟兄欢欢喜喜的那服侍。
But we thank the Lord, our brother served joyful.
为什么缘故
？For what reason?
因为这是主的。
Because this is the Lord.
喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
牧养我的羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
喂养我的小羊。
Feed my lamb.
所以一面主日上供他要喂养。
So on the one hand, on Lord's day, he has to feed.
一面呢又要去牧养。
On the other hand, he has to shepherd.
一面呢又要去喂养小羊。
On the one hand, he has to feed the lamb.
因为小羊啊不大喜欢吃饭的。
Because lambs do not like dog food.
常常不来聚会的。
They often not like.
主日上我喂它也喂不到的。
You cannot feed them on Lord's day.
那你需要特别的去喂它。
That's why you need to feed them in the.
所以喂养小羊也不容易。
So it's not difficult. It's not easy to feed the lamb.
但是太重了。
The burden is so heavy.
主，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们弟兄肯这样，那是干那主心最满足了。
Our brother does this willingly, it pleases the Lord.
如果是为了自己的话呀
，If it is for him,
他想我是何苦来呢
？Why suffer?
你上班我也上班了。
You go to work.
你这些事情我不管。
And I do not care about.
他可以不管的。
And nobody will care.
但是他不能不管。
But he cannot.
因为这是主的。
Because this is the Lord's.
因为这是主的呀。
Because this is the Lord's.
他虽然难办，但是你还得管。
Even though it's difficult, but still.
虽然麻烦，但是你还要负责任。
Even it's so troublesome, he has to be.
没有人告诉他说你必须要这样做。
Nobody tell him you have to do this.
弟兄姊妹，这些服事叫做君尊的服事，是君尊的祭司。
Brothers and sisters, this kind of service is called a royal.
这是儿子的服事，是吧
？Service of the son.
我们都是尽责的祭司。
We are all a royal priesthood.
那我们不是一般尽责任的一般人。
We are not just people who do their duty.
我们不是一般奴仆。
We are not just a group of slaves.
我们乃是儿子。
We are sons.
奴仆不晓得主的心，父亲的心意。
Slaves do not know the heart of the father.
儿子知道。
But the son.
他的眼睛里有活的。
In their eyes, they see.
家里所有事情他都看得清清楚楚。
They see very clearly the matters in the household.
他关心家里的事情。
They care about the household.
这是儿子。
These are sons.
若是你要做奴仆的话呢？
If you want to become a slave.
人家吩咐你做，你再做。
Whatever you are told, you do whatever.
人家没有吩咐你做，你就不做。
And you do not do because nobody tells you.
没有告诉，没人告诉我。
Nobody tells you.
那这没有人。吩咐我
Nobody has commanded.
这个我不管的。
This I do not care.
不是我的责任。
This is not my responsibility.
这是别人的事情。
This is somebody else's
problem. 那我们是奴仆。
Then we are.
我们可以这样推辞的。
We cannot. We can avoid it.
也没人也不会扣你薪金的。
Nobody will withhold your salary.
也不会给你记过的。
Nobody will write.
那你不做，你不做就不做了。
If you don't do it, then
那你就很省事了。
Then it's easy for.
但是你要知道，这是。你家里的事情啊
，You have to know this is your household.
那你今天是祭司，是君的祭司啊
？If you are a priest, you are royal.
你怎么能够这样推辞呢
？How can you avoid
this? 这样推辞呢？这不是做儿子，乃是做奴仆了。
Then you are not a son, you are a slave.
我们都是君的祭司。
We are all royal priests.
我们要记得。
We have to.
第三，我们是圣洁的国度。
Number three, we are a holy nation.
那什么叫圣洁的国度
？What does it mean?
圣洁国度最主要的乃是基督的管制。
The holy nation, the most important thing is the discipline of God.
在这个国度里头啊，没有人管。
And in his house, there's nobody there to take charge.
是在那有主教，有副主教，有什么东西？没有阶级的。
Here there's no hierarchy. There's no bishop.
有牧师，有副牧师，有什么？
There is pastor or associate pastor.
这也没有阶级的。
Here we have no class.
因为这是圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
这个世界的国度完全不一样的。
So different from the world.
世界是国度是有阶层的。
In the world you have classes.
那有阶级的。
You have hierarchy.
在这国度没有阶级。
But in God's kingdom.
那谁是我们的？那谁是我们的那个长官呢
？Who is our officer?
那谁是我们的那一个那个？首长呢
？Who are the officers？
没有阶层。
No。
那么这里啊，那为什么你们没有阶级？你们也没有安排，你们也没有这些的那个责任。那么安排给这个人那个人，那为什么这么整整齐齐的
？Why when there are no hierarchies, no officials, and no man's arrangement, but you are still do things orderly？
这是因为我们是一个圣洁的国度。
That's because we are holy.
我们里头是有一位管我们的。
We have one who in our heart.
那管我们就是我们主耶稣基督。
And he is our Lord Jesus.
他是我们的主。
He is our master.
他是我们元首。
He is our head.
是他在负我们一切的责任。
He is there taking responsibility.
每一件事情。我们都是持定元首
everything in everything we hold
都是我们的主当负责任
it is our Lord
都是我们做一件事是我们自己出主张的话
if there's one matter that we are taking charge
那一定把这圣洁国度搞得乱七八糟
and we will spoil this holy kingdom
我们是圣洁的国度
we are the holy
我们在主耶稣权柄之下
we are under the lordship of our Lord
我们是顺服他的
we are obedient
我们是跟随他的
we follow him
这就是主把圣灵赐给我们
This is why the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit.
在凡事上他教导我们。
In everything he teaches.
不要说大的事情，小事情他都教导我们。
Not just in great matters, but in small things.
你要这句话，你要不要说？他都说，他都管。
Even something you say or not, he will care.
你说我们有弟兄们站讲台呀。
You know some brothers who need to preach on the pulpit.
他说站讲台最难的一件事情就是讲什么。
And the most difficult thing is.To say what?
主啊，你要我讲什么
？What do you want me to say?
我不晓得讲什么。
I do not know what to say.
这是最难的事。
This is the most difficult.
我非常能够体谅。
I can understand.
因为我自己也从这儿出来的。
Because I also
最难的一件事情。
It's most difficult.
我就那个很炫酷，我们中间有一位弟兄啊，他就把讲圣经。
I really admire the brother among us. He just preached the Bible.
从罗马书开始，第一章、第二章、第三章、第四章、第五章、章到第十六章。
He just preached the book of Romans from chapter 1 on.
然后从哥林多前书、第二哥林多后书这样。
And then First Corinthians and Second Corinthians.
那现在已经讲到加拉太书了。
Now he preached the Galatians.
那我很羡慕他。
And I really admire.
我说这样倒是蛮好的。那么总是你知道下边该讲什么。
Because you will know what to say.
这个关到这个难处到你免。
You have avoided this difficulty.
但是有弟兄们呢，也还在这个难处的里面。
But there are brothers who are still in the same.
讲什么？
What to say?
有时候到礼拜六还不晓得讲什么。
Sometimes even on Sunday.
那你到底怎么办呢？
What shall we do?
有的我从前时候呢，很早以前呢。
Not long ago.
那么从前到了讲台上还不晓得讲什么。
I couldn't know. What to say? Even when I
get. 真是难办的，把圣经打开。烦到哪里去了？
I took out the Bible and turned. I don't know what.
不晓得讲什么。
I don't know what to share.
那为什么你就选个题目好了嘛？
And you just choose a topic.
你选一个喜欢容易讲的讲吧。
Just choose one easy topic.
但你要知道这是圣洁的国度。
But you have to understand this is the holy nation.
你不能做主的。
You cannot be the master.
乃是有一位做主的。
There's one who is the master.
弟兄姊妹在侍奉上是这样。
In terms of service.
在家里面事情也该这样。
Even in the family,
我们在彼此之间的关系也是这样。
In our relationship,
我们都应该知道，我们有一位主在这管理我们。
We shall know that we have one Lord.
什么是你该说的？
What is shall we
say? 什么是你不该说的？
What is something we shall not?
什么是你该听的？
What shall you listen?
什么是你该看的？
Or something you
should look at? 什么是你不可以不该看的？
Some things you need to turn.
他在里面管我们。
He there inside us taking charge.
甚至连吃饭都管我们。
Even in our eating.
甚至连睡觉都管我们。
Even in our sleep.
在凡事上管着我们。
In everything he does.
你这样太不自由了。
You said this is
too, 完全受捆绑嘛。
This is put us in bondage.
但是我们知道这非常自由。
But we know it is actually very.
我们真是需要主在管我们。
We really need the Lord.
要不然的话呀，我们就不晓得怎么办。
Otherwise, we do not.
我要吃什么东西呢？
What shall we eat?
我什么该不该睡觉呢？
What shall we eat? Sleep or not?
我们几乎都不知道。
We do not know.
那也花好多时间呢，在那传在那里在那思想。
We spend many times thinking about.
那你现在就不要思想了。
Now you do not eat.
他要你睡你就睡了。
He wants you.
他要你吃这个你就吃这个。
He wants you to eat.
要吃那一个，要多吃点少吃点，他到底都管理我们。
Eat more, eat less. He wants you to do.
我们太自由了。
We are so free.
因为我们是有一位。基督在这管理我们。
Because we have this Lord Christ to be taking charge.
在凡事上教训我们。
He teaches us in all things.
感谢赞美主耶稣。
Thank you, praise the Lord.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
我们是属神的子民。
A people belonging to God.
什么叫属神的子民呢？
What does it mean by?
我们是神的子民。
We are God's children.
你这一个子民呢，一个最宝贵的一件事。
The people of God, the most precious thing.
最重要一件事。
Most important thing.
就是需要长大。
It is to grow up.
你生了一个孩子，生了一个儿子，你就是希望他长大。
If you have a child, you want him or her to grow up.
我的儿子又长大了。
My son has grown up.
那别人说，哎，你孩子又长高了。
People say, oh, your child has grown up.
你心里就很高兴。
You feel very happy about it.
哎，你孩子怎么总是这么小啊？
Why are you so short?
一直都抱。
And you always hold him in your arms.
那你心里难过的不得了。
You feel very sad.
你孩子不长。
Your child does not grow.
我们是神的子民。
We are God's children.
神也喜欢我们长大。
And God desires us.
希望我们在长大的。
So we can grow up.
若是我们一直都是小的。
If we continue to be a baby.
那就证明有毛病。
That proves that we have something wrong.
若是弟兄姊妹，我们人数常常是二三十个人。
Francis, if we have only 20-30 people gathered.
小猫三毛。小猫三毛五三毛两三只两毛三只两毛那么你看见这个事真是叫人难过。
You see this will make us sad.
不长。
You do not grow.
弟兄姊妹，圣经给你们看，神把天的就人数天天加给他们。
The Bible shows that the Lord adds to the numbers.
一直打着增增长。
And their numbers grow.
我们主耶稣也是这样。
So is our Christ,
他的智慧和身量并神和喜爱的心都一同在增长。
Wisdom and stature and also the
measure
of man and God grows every day.
不是在长大。
Lord Jesus grows.
教会在那地方长大。
Also grows.
我们一般在长大的。
And every one of us grows.
我们并不是盼望人数增加。
It's not like we desire.
我们又有所夸耀的。
Or we can.
我们现在有几千人聚会了。
We can boast about how many thousands.
这是愚昧。
And this is foolish.
但是我们盼望我们人数在慢慢增加。
But we hope that our numbers can grow.
那这个是应该的。
This is something.
因为教会需要长大。
Because we all need to grow.
不长大就有毛病了。
If we do not grow, then something.
那么现在长大就是正常性质。
So it's normal for us.
不仅是在量上上面，质量上是这样。
Not only in terms of numbers.
在质上面也该这样。
But also in terms of quality.
那就是主耶稣智慧和身量，并神和喜爱的心都一同增长。
Like the Lord's stature and wisdom and the pleasure of man and God grows together.
他不仅是在量上当然增加了。
Not only grows
身量长大了。
Not only in stature.
并且智慧也增加了。
And also his wisdom.
神和喜爱的心也增加了。
The pleasure of God and man.
那就是属灵生命要长进了。
That's the growth of the spirit.
我们里头要增加。
We all shall grow.
正像彼得所写的书信
Just like Peter's epistle,
让主的恩典和知识在你们天天在你们身上有长进
Every day you shall grow up in the Lord's grace and knowledge
我们要有长进
We shall have
growth 神量要长我们智慧要长
in wisdom.
这个是属神的子民
And this is why we are
是在生命上呢继续不断长大的
AndWe continue to grow.
若是不长大的话呢
If we do not grow up,
那不是有毛病
Not only we have
problems, 就是一个是一个阻止
And it also becomes
是一个机关 若是个机关的话呢
It becomes an organization.
那么不仅是不长大
Not only you cannot grow.
毕竟现在还得要
And also now you have to be laid off.
那么裁了好多人
Now many people are laid off.
本来是三十个人现在变成十个人了
Originally you have 30 employees, now you have 10.
这也是机关。
And these are organizations.
都没话该说的。
These are corporations.
教会从来不裁员的。
But church never laid off people.
那教会一直在增长的。
Church always grows.
属灵质量在增长。
In terms of quality.
属灵在增长。
And also quality.
在神的恩典上在增长。
In growth in God's grace.
在知识上能在认对主的认识上能够增长。
Growth in terms of knowledge of the Lord.
在弟兄姊妹人数上也增长。
And also in terms of the numbers.
这是一个较为正常的情形。
This is a normal condition.
所以看见在使徒行传里面。
So see in the book of Acts.
教会一直在增长，一直在增长。
Church continues to grow.
一直增长，现在增长到千千万万。
Grows into thousands of thousands.
尤其是遭遇教会是遭遇难处遭遇逼迫的时候
especially in times of persecution
那增长得更快
the church grows even faster
我们有一个弟兄在聚会当中他就说呀
the brother shared this in the meeting
他说他去到这个广州的时候他就去看那个林建高弟兄
he went to 广州 to visit the brother 林 there
他跟他 他认识他
and he knew him
那么就他跟林建高弟兄就说呀他说我好几次被关起来
and brother Lam told him that several times I was put in prison
每一次关起来被抓起来之后
every time I was put in prison
把我关了几个月
for several months
等我放出来了
After I was,
我们人数更多了
we have even more members.
那么第二次抓又人数又增加了
Second time I was put in prison,
第三次被抓起来放出来人数比从前更多了
The third time our number grows even more
说我就说你们把我抓起来好了
So I said well it's better for you to
你们把我关几个月
You put me in prison for several more months
那到末了人数更多起来
In the end we will have more
这不是一个机关呢
This is not an organization.
不是一种的人一种的普通组织啊。
This is not just some institution.
这是教会。
This is the church.
教会乃是一直不断的增长。
The church will continue.
室内的环境叫做增长。
The smooth environment.
艰难的环境更加增长。
It will grow even faster in the more difficult situation.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the praise the Lord.
这是教会。
This is the church.
你们是被拣选的族类。
You are chosen people.
是君尊的祭司。
You are a royal priest.
是圣洁的国度。
You are a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
You are a people.
我们大家背背好不好？
Let us memorize it.
那个啊，进来，进来，所以你们是
被拣选的族类。
是。
是。Holy nation.
是，感谢赞美主，大家都不能够背过。那我们既然是这些，
Now that we are this,
那我们做什么呢？
What shall we do?
那主叫我们找主把我们呼召出来，
Lord call us out,
就让我们宣扬啊，召我们出黑暗如奇妙光明的美德。
To declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness,
主耶稣的光在照出来。
We shine forth the light of
God, 我们把主耶稣美德在彰显出来。
We manifest His beauty,
教会就是个灯台。
The church is the lamp.
这个灯台那个灯点灯呢，不是放在斗底下。
The church is the lampstand, and the light is not.
乃是放在灯台上。
Put on the lampstand.
就照亮一家的人。
You will give light to the whole family.
叫他们看见你们的好行为。
So the world will see your good deeds.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And will give glory to your family father.
在天上的父。
The father who is in.
教会乃是个灯台。是把主的光在照出来的，是把主的美德在彰显出来的。这是教会的。我们今天就是这一件事。让我们里面生命在彰显出来。
Our life is there manifest.
让基督爱在彰显出来。让基督的管制在彰显出来。让基督的那个长大在彰显出来。
Growth of Christ's life in us be manifest.
因为我们就是那个堂。那个灯
we are the lamps.
我们就是在城
we are the city.
我们照在山上不是隐不能隐藏的
we were built on a hill, cannot be hidden.
我们点灯也不放在斗底下
our light being lighted,
也不放在床底下
and under the bed.
乃是放在灯台上
be put on the lamps.
就照亮一家的人
we'll give light to the whole family.
要全世界都能看见
the whole world can see.
我们主的美德
the virtue and praise of our Lord.
这是我们今天该做的事
this is what we are doing today.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够接受这一点教导。
I hope that brothers and sisters can accept this fellowship.
虽然我也是那个照着江弟兄所讲的。
Even though I just shared according to Brother Kong.
弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
And to have some fellowship with brothers.
好像是一个二手货。
Looks like a second-hand sharing.
但不是次货。
But it's not the best class.
这是一个那个上好的。
This is the best.
看我们大家都能接受。
May we all accept, receive.
存在我们心里头。
To hide it in our heart. 跟人
问我们说你们是什么？
When people ask you who are you?
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are chosen people.
是君尊的祭司。
Royal priesthood.
是圣洁的民族。是圣洁的民族。你们做什么呢？
What do you do?
我们还是宣扬照我们的心，用悲哀的
心，
感谢赞美主。
Thank you, praise the Lord.
我们就这样停在这里。
We stop here.
那么，再有一两位弟兄这边在我们祷告。
One or two brothers and sisters lead us to church.